Then. Sandy was there when it started, the only one who was. In later years, he would say, half-joking, that it was his one claim to fame. The others arrived on the scene soon enough, but to begin with, it was only Sandy Fremont Dearborn, standing by the gas pump with his mouth hung open and his eyes squinched shut, sure that in another few seconds the whole bunch of them, not to mention the Amish and the few non-Amish farmers in the area, would be so much radioactive dust in the wind. It happened a couple of weeks after the Buick came into Troop D's possession, around the 1st of August in the year 1979. By then, the newspaper coverage of Ennis Rafferty's disappearance was dying down. Most of the stories about the missing state trooper appeared in the Statler County American, but the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette ran a feature piece on the front page of its Sunday edition at the end of July. "Missing Trooper's Sister Left with Many Questions," the headline read. And beneath that, "Edith Hyams Calls for Full Investigation." Overall, the story played out exactly as Tony Shaindinks had hoped it would. Edith believed the men in D Troop knew more than they were telling about her brother's disappearance. She was quoted on that in both papers. What was left between the lines was that the poor woman was half out of her mind with grief, not to mention anger, and looking for someone to blame for what might have been her own fault. None of the troopers said anything about her sharp tongue and nearly constant fault-finding, but Ennis and Edith had neighbors who weren't so discreet. The reporters from both papers also mentioned that, accusations or no, the men in Ennis's troop were going ahead with plans to provide the woman with some modest financial support. The harsh black-and-white photo of Edith in the Post-Gazette didn't help her case. It made her look like Lizzie Borden, about 15 minutes before she grabbed the hatchet.